This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the mantra of the government is reform, perform and transform for the country's sustainable growth. Addressing the ET World Leaders Forum in New Delhi last evening, he highlighted that the Indian economy grew by 90% in the last 10 years, while the world economy grew by 35% during the same period. The Prime Minister noted that people are witnessing the country's achievements and are full of confidence. He mentioned that India has often performed better than predictions and peers. Electronic and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the government will launch a new scheme to help set up a sustainable electronics component ecosystem in the country. Addressing the ET World Leader Forum in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav said that more than 99% of all mobile phones used in India are being manufactured domestically. He said that this year, Apple will manufacture its latest model in India. The minister informed that the value of electronics manufacturing in India has increased to $105 billion as of 2022-23, up from $29 billion in 2013-14. The first set of rules under the Telecom Act 2023, known as Digital Bharat Nidhi, has come into effect. The government has issued a notification in this regard. The Digital Bharat Nidhi will replace the erstwhile Universal Service Obligation Fund. According to the notification, funding from the Digital Bharat Nidhi will be provided to implementers for executing schemes and projects. It will be used to achieve the objectives of the Digital Bharat Nidhi. The notification further mentions that the Digital Bharat Nidhi will fund schemes and projects aimed at providing targeted access to telecommunications services for underserved groups in society. These groups include women, persons with disabilities, and economically and socially weaker sections. Indian contingent is all set to depart for Lyon on September 6 to showcase its young talent at WorldSkills 2024 in France. The Indian contingent, consisting of 60 participants competing in 61 skills, is one of the largest groups representing the country. Jayant Chaudhary, Minister of State Independent Charge for the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship and Minister of State for the Ministry of Education, Government of India, will send off these candidates. Commenting on India's participation at World Skills, Atul Kumar Tiwari, Secretary, Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, said that India's participation is a testament to our nation's commitment to nurturing world-class talent. The Border Security Force and the Government Railway Police have arrested 7 Bangladeshi nationals and 2 Rohingyas for illegally entering Tripura. A BSF spokesperson said that the border guarding troops apprehended 3 Bangladesh nationals, including a woman and a girl child, from the Rangichera border post at Tripura's Khovai district while they were crossing the border fence. During on-the-spot interrogation, they revealed that 2 of their associates had already crossed the border fence and moved towards Bagichera village. Thereafter, an operation in collaboration with the state police was launched in Bagichera village, in which 2 more Bangladesh nationals and a tout from the neighbouring country were apprehended. India Meteorological Department has issued a warning for heavy rainfall and squally weather over Saurashtra and Kutch, Gujarat, Maharashtra and Karnataka coasts today. IMD said cyclonic storm Asna will move west-southwards and weaken gradually into a depression over northwest Arabian Sea by tomorrow. In a significant development amid ongoing conflict, Israel's military and Hamas have reached an agreement to implement 3 separate zoned 3-day pauses in fighting across Gaza. The purpose of these pauses is to facilitate a crucial polio vaccination campaign for 6,40,000 children, according to a senior World Health Organization official on Thursday. The final match of the Maharaja Trophy KSCA T20 2024 between Mysore Warriors and Bangalore Blasters will be played this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.